Yeah.
My interest is in the human experience and who are we? As if one of my documentaries is a self-portrait of humanity, which is kind of like looking at who we are for some people from another planet. How would you describe it? What it's like to be human to somebody from another planet?
That's also a good question. That's a very good question.
So, my interest really is that's in the observing the observant, and in a lot of what I do is educational, but also a reference to who are we? Who do we think we are? And look at us. We're killing ourselves. Maybe there is something we can learn about who we are. Because I wonder, imagine if we were the last generation.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, well...
If there was no future?
Yeah. A lot of people are thinking along those lines. I mean, to me... if you grew up during the Soviet-U.S. arms race, everyone was talking about destruction by nuclear weapons. The irony is, it was probably safer to have nuclear weapons under the titular heads of states than flying around loosely where maybe there can be purchased or done. So ironically, it might be more dangerous than that. But there's the ecological issue, there's a nuclear issue. Personally, I don't think we're the last generation by any means. I think one thing's going to happen, though, that's not discussed much. I think the birth rate is going to go down a lot because I think a lot of people cannot afford to have kids anymore. Or else they're worried about, they don't want to make the sacrifices that past generations did. So in that sense, they can't afford it. Or else they're worried about big problems like global warming and doing that. So indeed, the economy has caused the birth rate to drop.
But then you got the observant who are having 10 kids.
What's that?
The observant have 10 kids on the average.
That's a whole different story. It's prove, ruin, the Bible, be fruitful and multiply. And frankly... the Jewish people have been around for about 3,000 years. More than 3,000. Yeah. The majority in this country are assimilating. So a small group is growing rapidly, but there's still a small group. I happen to think that's a good thing. Otherwise, we would be on the list for extinction.
I'm wondering if we are maybe at the top of the... of the list of extinction.
I'm talking about the Jews.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the society.
Oh.
The culture.
Well,
the planet.
And I will argue this with anyone, that certain groups, I can understand, I'm not saying they should be given the legal right and other groups shouldn't. I'm just saying I can understand where certain groups would want to reproduce and have a justification to grow because they've been decimated. And, as far as society as a whole goes, I don't know. Try to keep cheerful. That's all I can say.
Are you going uptown? Of course.
Yeah, one more, 7.
Which train are you taking?
You're taking the one.
The one. Okay. Well, I'm happy to walk. I need a walk.
You don't want to walk?
Yeah. No, I'm happy to walk. But the other thing is, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing the observing, because I believe that there's the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, all that I want to show, among other things, not just the propaganda side of the observant. And let people decide for themselves in their own way.
Right.
But one of the things that you might find interesting is I'm starting to do these dinner series. Shabbos, not on Shabbos.
Really?
Yeah. And on Shabbos. And I'm proposing it to... I'm going to propose it to a number of places, including 92nd Street Y. Because I believe that it's such an interesting cultural thing, especially the intellectual conversations and the thought-provokingness mixed with religion and singing and do it as a theater piece and film it. And create a kind of a playfulness, because there is a charm and a delight and a lot of mishigas as well. Now you grew up as a son of a Holocaust survivor.
Yep.
So you're the first generation.
Yep.
How has that influenced you?
Oh, that's a whole talk. We'll have to save that for another time. We're about half a block from the right. Suburb.
But do you feel that pressure?
Of course. I don't know why one suffers for what one's parents went through or one of one's parents. I don't know why, but in particular, this has caused a lot of suffering. I remember reading some Australian psychologist who specializes in this area saying it sometimes seemed to him as it was the kids who went through, the kids of the survivors who went through, not the survivors. Obviously, that's ridiculous. The survivors really suffered. But I don't know, somehow, emotionally, in many cases, the impact has been more on the children. I don't know why.
I have a friend in a mental hospital who's a first generation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his parents were so traumatized. And in turn, they traumatized him by all their fear.
Yeah, I gotta say, my mother was a very together person.
Mm-hmm.
She really, I'd say if you took 100 people, she was probably in the top 2% mentally healthy. I mean, she laughed, you know, she had great laughter, she could cry, she could feel empathy, she could sit peacefully at home, watch TV. She could socialize a lot. That's fortunate for me.
No, and, for sure.
You know, my dad, too, was okay.
Yeah,
he didn't go through the extent what my mother went through. But I'm more interested in this friend of yours. What's his story? Where did he grow up?
The
one you said was in the mental hospital.
Oh, right. He grew up in Queens here, and he's in...
Rego Park?
Right, somewhere...
Of them were in Rego Park, the non-religious ones.
Was
he an only child?
Yeah.
That makes it very hard. I'm an only child. It makes it extremely difficult.
Well, he's really looking... And you might like to meet him.
How long has he been in a mental hospital?
Oh, he's on an outpatient right now, but he's very... he writes poetry. He's brilliant. But his trauma sometimes... You know, I can only talk to him once every 6 months.
It's so amazing that one can still be traumatized, and truly, about something that happened before one was born 70 years ago.
Right, but for him...
No, but I'm not denying it because I don't know what the word is, but I certainly feel anxiety over it.
Right. Oh, you mean you're talking for yourself?
Yeah, I can certainly understand him. Fortunately, I had parents who didn't lay a trip on me.
Well, his parents they wouldn't let him out of the house. They locked him up.
I was fortunate that way.
But he's also got a brilliant sense of humor, smart like a whip.
Yeah.
Too smart, too sensitive for his own good.
And
it's just a challenging thing.
Wow, no, I'd very much like to.
Oh, good, good, good. Would you be willing to come out to where he is?
Sure.
Okay, because it's a short ride on the, and we can meet him Are you around town for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're coming to the end of this episode.
All right, George. Georgie Porgy.
Okay. No one said that to me for a while.
So maybe I'll see you on Monday.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Great. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. And I do want to go to the movies.
Okay, great. Let's talk soon.